I'm Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. The airman accused of leaking top-secret Pentagon documents may still have access to classified info. CBS's Rob LeGarry with details.
The Justice Department is urging a federal judge to keep 21-year-old Jack Texera, the Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking classified Pentagon records, behind bars as he awaits trial. That's according to a new court filing released overnight. Calling him a flight risk and a danger to his community and national security, prosecutors allege Texera used his government computer to access some of the nation's most sensitive national security information and post the records in an online group chat.
A meeting of two leaders at the White House today. President Biden welcomed the president of South Korea. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe with details on the talks.
Ballistic missile tests by the North have increased in recent months, ratcheting up tensions on the peninsula. At the White House, the two men announced a new deterrence plan that would allow American nuclear-armed submarines to dock in South Korea for the first time in more than 40 years. A symbolic warning to the North, even if it aggravates tensions with China.
Samsung's operating profit was down 95% from where it was a year ago. Its first quarter net income fell 86% and sales dropped 18%. But Vanderbilt University business professor Ron Ford says,
this is a company with decades and decades of history and is the largest producer of microchips in the world. And that demand is not going away.
Meanwhile, Facebook parent company Meta's first quarter results surpassed expectations on both profit and revenue, sending its stock soaring in after-hours trading. E. Jean Carroll took the stand in the civil trial against former President Trump. She's accusing him of raping her in a department store dressing room nearly 30 years ago. Here's CBS's Elaine Keano.
Carroll never reported the alleged assault to police, but she says shortly after, she told two friends what happened. They are scheduled to testify. Carroll first shared her story publicly in her 2019 autobiography. By then, it was too late for a criminal investigation, but a New York state law allowed Carroll to file a civil lawsuit. Trump says he has no plans to attend the trial and has repeatedly denied the allegations.
The latest company facing boycotts over its partnership with transgender social media influencer Dylan Mulvaney is
flawless to 100% poreless perfection. New Dream Liquid Mousse Foundation.
Maybe she's born with it.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
The makeup company facing backlash stemming from a TikTok that Mulvaney posted showing off the cosmetic line while celebrating her 365th day of publicly identifying as a woman. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
We've mentioned, inflation is going to be an issue. Let me ask you this. What would you like to see Donald Trump do if you were here? What did you suggest Biden do to address the inflationary pressures we're facing right now?
Well, I can't tell you that because that would be something you could counter and defeat Trump with, or the Republican Party. So tell you.
You think Trump's taking strategy from you on talk radio, Lou?
I mean, you're no Kid Rock, Lou.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
That was just
curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition. It's 420 Eve, don't you know? And it's the happier, happier. And that means your calls are always welcome here. Expecting our little buddy Dominic back tomorrow on the airwaves. Returned from his European vacation. And I returned today thanks to Matt and Matt Flynn from Matt Flynn Direct. Don't forget to tune him in right here at 3 o'clock on the Civic Media Network. And Matt Rothschild filling in for me ably yesterday. Batman, thank you. Find him over at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, the vigilante group of watching the dark money and the good governance. So thank you to both the Mats. And thank you to Ebone for lightly screening the calls. We'll get to them in just a minute. But I want to talk about my utter disappointment in the settlement by Dominion. It's horrible. And the fact that they accepted the settlement, of course, is financially prudent. My understanding, this corporation was only valued it's $70 million. So when you hear you're getting paid 10 times the value of your corporation in a one-time settlement, you know why I care a lot about democracy. Crudy does. And I know you do as well because you're listening to this fine program. If you didn't care about democracy, you wouldn't listen. But you do. You care about democracy. And democracy needed a trial. We needed the trial. We need the public vetting of just how bad it is over at the Foxy News. And if you thought it was bad, let me tell you about their newest statement. Because let's not forget, they're not out of the frying pan yet. Foxy News is not. There's another defamation lawsuit from Smartmatic Corporation. And the Foxy News makes a remarkable statement just one day after the massive Dominion settlement. Now, it seemed like a lot of money, but Fox News grossed $14.2 billion, I believe, last year. They paid a settlement of like $750 million. It's a lot of money for a working stiff, but I mean, hell, they were $40 million in just in paying off Bill O'Reilly's former producers and those that made accusations against the man. And he thought they were dumb. O'Reilly thought Fox News was dumb for paying off Smartmatic nearly $800 million. But here's their newest statement coming from Fox News just a day later. Fox News on Tuesday agreed to a massive $780 million settlement with Dominion, Dominion voting systems. And now the network is acting like absolutely nothing has changed. Axios Media reporter Sarah Fisher on Wednesday reported the Foxy News sent out a fresh statement about its ongoing litigation with electronic voting systems company Smartmatic that shows the network relying on the same tactics it used to try and defuse the Dominion litigation. This gets me fired up. I'm sorry if I'm stumbling on my words. I get fired up. Remarkable statement from Fox to me just now in response to Smartmatic's lawyer saying they're ready to pick up where Dominion left off. Those were the most encouraging words from the next litigant, Smartmatic's lawyers. That's what they said yesterday. We're ready to pick up where Dominion left off. And here is how Fox News decided to respond today. There is nothing more newsworthy than covering the president of the United States and his lawyers making allegations of voter fraud. They're blaming the coverage as newsworthy. Complete falsehoods? It's newsworthy. That's what they're claiming. Fox said in a preview of its defense against Smartmatic's allegations, it defamed them with segments suggesting they stole the 2020 election from former President Donald Trump. Freedom of the press is foundational to our democracy. Again, this is coming from Fox News. Freedom of the press is foundational to our democracy. It must be protected. In addition to the damages, claims being outrageous, unsupported, and not rooted in sound financial analysis. Well, Fox News, you just paid out million, almost $1 billion, to the last people that brought a defamation suit that you defamed in a very similar fashion. So, of course, this newest statement is just, it's typical, right? This is the exact same defense that Fox News used in the lead up to its defamation trial with Dominion, where it eventually agreed to pay the company several times its net worth and acknowledged that it had reported false claims about the firm. Smartmatic is suing Fox News for even more money than the $1.6 billion that Dominion originally sought. Its lawyers had vowed to bring accountability to the network. I'm very much less clear that will be the case. I am very disappointed in this. And you know, it was supposed to be a trial. I'd had so much good material to work with. You know when it's a good idea to settle your lawsuit? When you're Fox News and some of the defense exhibits that you've presented are Simpsons clips, some from like 20 years ago. Let me read very briefly Raw Stories coverage. Fox News suggested on Tuesday that it would defend itself against defamation claims by showing a jury partial episodes of The Simpsons. When your defense are Homer Simpson and Bart, that's your defense? You're using snippets from Fox, cartoons to defend your news department? I would have settled also. 844-967-2789. I am fired up. Dynamo Dave, how you feeling? From Duluth, sir. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Charismatic Crudy. How you doing?
Good, man. I like that one. Yeah, sometimes it's stumbling, bumbling, Crudy. I got a Monday mouth on a Wednesday right now, Dynamo Dave, but I'll let you do the talking.
Yes, a couple of points I want to make. One is, how come I hope the next settlement that Fox has to do requires the people like Tucker Carlson and Bill O'Reilly, or not Bill O'Reilly, whoever that guy is, those people have to speak, do an apology, each one of them. Everybody on the every show on there must do an apology to the American.
There is,
and
Dynamo Dave is,
ever suing them.
As I'm sure you well know, there is no contrition being offered publicly by Fox News and the Dominion settlement. They took the cash. It's a lot of cash. It's a lot of cash, Dave. But they really didn't hold Fox News accountable in a public fashion. There is no statement of guilt from Fox News.
Yeah.
Certainly there's no testimony from Rupert, Tucker, or Hannity.
Right. The evening shows were the worst, of course. And shown by the evidence based on those texts and stuff by Tucker and emails and stuff. But it's just, I don't know if we can, I think we have to change the name from Fox News to just plain Fox propaganda.
Well, you know, they would have to agree to it. And while I would feel it also propaganda, I don't know that they would take our suggestion. What do you think?
It's worth a try, right? Oh, anyway, it's like you have to, you know, maybe you should have to have a license to be the news reporter or something, just like some other things in life require licensing.
You know, Dave, it's strange. I am operating under FCC regulated licensing in approximately 12 different markets right now. And if I were to say something so offensive that I crossed the FCC, they could yank the licensing of our institution. And it's crazy to me, Dave. Here in the state of Wisconsin, we have two right-wing talk radio outfits. Under prior ownership, WTMJ, when it was owned by Scripps, someone did a Zapple doctrine complaint. Someone said, effectively, they're just as bad. They're effectively telling lies for fun and profit on right-wing talk radio in the state of Wisconsin. Made complaints directly to the FCC. Pull their licensing. When they were up for renewal, the proper time for the public to say, hey, we object. And effectively, the FCC said, in one case, one group said, First Amendment, we can say whatever we want, which is very similar to what Fox News said, right? And the other one said, we're just entertainment. You can't possibly believe what we say is true, which I believe was also Fox News's purpose of using like Homer Simpson clips and such. Dynamo Dave, yeah, man, there was no real harm done to them. The bottom line smack that Fox News is inconsequential. They save billions that they would have lost reputationally if they'd have gone through this trial. If Rupert Murdoch and Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson have to come out and basically say, we lie for fun and profit on TV, then the FCC, they're a cable outfit. They're not an over-the-air operator in the same way, Dave. They wouldn't lose the right to be cable news. Cable news is not regulated the same way by the FCC. But they would lose a significant portion of their audience, and I would relish that stuff. You know what I'm saying, Dave?
Yeah, hey, you know, do you remember when cable television first came about and they were saying, oh, it's supposed to be a la carte where you get to choose your channels, but your fees, you know, I think $4 of everybody's like Comcast or Xfinity fee and things like that, go back to paying to Fox News and other channels, but one like $4 goes straight
to
them.
Carriage fees.
So for every subscriber. Yeah, and it's like, wait a minute. I thought cable's supposed to be a la carte. So if you're a customer, you should just be able to say, I don't want that. I don't want to pay that $4 in my bill. You'd think there'd be a way for consumers to fight back in that regard.
Well, you could cut the cable, Dave, and of course you could not watch. But above and beyond that, man,
I don't think you could.
You know, I can't not pay for all the channels on the cable dial that I don't like to watch.
Well, why do they call it a la carte then?
I don't know, man. You got to take that up with the cable guy. I could barely handle radio most days. Come back with us. Your phone calls are going to get us through this happy hour, the hump day edition, 420 Eve. But, you know, if you like to be preemptive, I won't hold it against you. 844-96-PARTY.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Monday morning at 8. Don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Mainly clear overnight with lows around 32. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 63. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Lows dip down to about 40 tomorrow night. Partly cloudy skies. Upper 50s Friday, turning much cooler Saturday with highs in the low 50s and showers possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
My disappointment is immeasurable, and my day is ruined.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. My utter disappointment is the settlement. Fox News, Dominion Software. And Dominic, I thought he was back today. Not till tomorrow. I hope you're not disappointed. Don't hang up on me now. 844-967-2789. Getting to you next, callers. And I didn't mean to be offensive to you, the good CJ. So if you're patient, you'll be next. But let me just say this. There might be a silver lining in this settlement. And here it is. Following Tuesday's stunning, my source, the Daily Beast, following Tuesday's stunning last-minute decision by Fox News to wave the white flag and settle with Dominion Voting Systems for $787.5 million, rather than going through a grueling six-week defamation trial, much of the focus is centered on how this will impact the conservative cable giant going forward. A scratch on the surface, individually, this particular case. They got off cheap and easy with this settlement, Crudy's assessment. And while Dominion is now in the rearview mirror for Fox, the voting machine firm still has pending lawsuits against fringe right cable networks Newsmax and One America News, as well as Trump acolytes Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Pell, Mike Lindell, and Patrick Byrne. Smartmatic, another voting software company implicated in MAGA conspiracies of stealing this 2020 election from Trump, also has an upcoming $2.7 billion suit against Fox and the other individuals, which has been waved through for trial. And just like Dominion, Smartmatic is suing OAN and Newsmax over their election lies. Fox Corporation, the parent company of Fox News, currently has the financial strength to absorb the impact of the massive check it will cut to Dominion. Yes, they got the money. That's the sad part. This is not going to change how they operate. That is the sad part. This $800 million is not really accountability. They got off cheap and easy. But I read on from the Daily Beast. Fox Corporation, the parent company of Fox News, currently has the financial strength to absorb the impact of the massive check it will cut. The media conglomerate has a market cap of $17.3 billion and an enterprise valuation of $20.6 billion. Fox Corp. CEO Lachlan Murdoch recently claimed the company has $4.1 billion cash on hand. Of course, Smartmatic is seeking nearly twice that much as Dominion did, and they might have a case. But here's the silver lining, folks. I'm going to jump ahead. Still, Fox's resources provided them the opportunity to negotiate huge settlements in these cases in a team attempt to sweep away the issue without any public apologies or overt admissions of guilt, all while operating as business as usual. Newsmax and OAN, however, almost certainly do not have that same luxury. No, they're going to be broke. They're going to be broken by these lawsuits. There is still the possibility of corporate bankruptcy, which could be reorganization University of Tennessee journalism professor Stuart Brodman told the Daily Beast. You know, that's what Alex Jones is trying to do. Both channels are much smaller than Fox News and don't enjoy the large corporate backing of the conservative cable giant. Neither company is publicly traded, so it's difficult to assess their valuations. Conservative businessman Robert Herring, who launched OAN in 2013, pegged the network's value in 19 at $250 million. However, that was almost entirely due to the channel's deal with DirecTV at the time, as an accountant swore under oath at the time that OAN's value would be zero without the AT&T-backed satellite carrier. I don't know if you know this, but technically the cable companies pay stations like OAM for the right to carry them. And Newsmax CEO Chris Ruddy, meanwhile, claimed his channel was worth more than $200 million in the late 2020s. This was just as the pro-Trump network was experiencing exponential audience growth thanks to its full-throated embrace of election denialism, a tactic it used to poach MAGA viewers angry with the Fox News over its Arizona call. And just like Fox News, Dominion is seeking $1.6 billion from both OAN and Newsmax, and there'll be no settlements. So, it will not take down Fox News, but it may take down these other two networks. And we'll see about Smartmatic. They claim they're fighting it all the way to trial. I sure do hope so. CJ from Beaver Dam, the good CJ. Welcome, sir.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. How you been?
Hey, I hope you had a good time out in Vegas, or Osh Vegas. Well, it wasn't Osh Vegas, but...
No, it was the real Vegas.
I had a territory.
A good time. My wife and I enjoyed the show and the late nights, but what I didn't enjoy was the conference. I was underwhelmed by the NAB, so I won't go back next year.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's a disappointment. Other times it's a winner. Hey, I just want to say Dominion's just simply the latest porn star paid off by the Republicans.
Yeah.
And $130,000, does she think she's feeling cheated? I think so. She goes, I could have held out for a lot more.
Well, you
and
know,
the other thing is,
you recall Trump was trying to hold out to the election. He didn't even want to pay Stormy the $130, but you go, CJ.
Yeah, I know. But the other thing I said is I only pray that the Republican Party keeps up with their bat guano crazy. And then on top of that, do you think Clarence Thomas is going to take up the ruling on interracial marriage?
I'm not clear what Clarence Thomas will do. I mean, I think he likes his interracial marriage.
So, and lastly, the thing that's got me most agitated today is it's funny how the FBI had this airman cornered and perp walked within 2 weeks of finding out the IP addresses. And the former buffoon is still on his sixth hole.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
I don't understand that. So Jim Santel needs to answer that question, is how can we walk this perp within 2 weeks? And yet, 300 documents sat at Mar-a-Lago, unsupervised for 2 years.
It's an excellent question, CJ. Maybe the former, this young kid, will set the precedent for the other guy. You know, the guy down at Mar-a-Lago. Come back. More Devil's Advocates, the happier. Happy hour rolls on. More of your calls, 844-96-PARTY.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. We are learning more about Jack Teixeira, the accused Pentagon document leaker. Here's CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
According to documents filed ahead of Jack Teixeira's detention hearing, the Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking classified documents online may still have access to classified materials.
President Biden with a warning to North Korea. A
nuclear attack by North Korea against the United States or its allies or partisans. Our partners is unacceptable and will result in the end of whatever regime were to take such an action.
Samsung's operating profit plunged 95% from last year. Vanderbilt University professor Ron Ford.
Certainly history would indicate that they are survivors, and the market is simply working through a glut in the channel. and it no doubt will.
It's the company's worst quarterly profits in 14 years. Facebook's parent company, Meta, actually exceeded first quarter earnings on both profit and revenue. CBS News Brief, I'm Stacy Lynn.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Relative to population, I believe Waukesha County is running like twice the mortality rate of Dane County.
Right. Well, and then you and your wife braved Mayville to see the band or the plant.
But man, I'm vaxxed. I'm boosted. I'm feeling pretty good about life. Well, I don't know about good shape, but I'm vaxxed and I'm boosted.
Yeah. Did you have a couple glasses of wine up there?
No wine. Lots of rum. Rum tum tum.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
Yes, I got. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Humpty Edition. I guess it's 420 Eve up around here, isn't it? I'm going to do a little live show on the street, State Street, specifically. Go to our friends at Knuckleheads tomorrow, one of our fine sponsors here on Mad Radio. And it's 420, and they're the State Street head shop, man. So I'm going to be there. They're going to have a 420 giveaway, so you got to come down. It's the 500 block of State Street if you're in the Madison area. They got great deals. It's 420. Come on down. 844-967-2789. One quick headline, then back to the phones. Now, Fox News got off the hook on their anticipated trial. But, you know, the former president has a civil trial of his own starting next week. And apparently, in his most recent court filings, he let the court know he wants to stay away because of the traffic. Let me read a little of this reporting. Trump's attorneys have reportedly claimed in court documents that although he would like to appear in court to face a civil defamation suit from a woman he has denied raping decades ago, he might stay away as much as possible because of traffic and related travel concerns associated with the arrival of a former president. Joseph Tacopita If you've seen this guy, you know who he is. Joseph Tacopita, Trump's attorney, wrote to the judge that Trump was merely trying to save New Yorkers from experiencing traffic jams, blocked streets, and other nuisances that marked Trump's arraignment visit, according to the New York Times. Trump's attorney was previously scolded by the U.S. District Judge Lewis Kaplan on Tuesday after the lawyer reportedly asked questions about an anonymous jury. You're not supposed to do that, you jack nut. The trial is set to begin on Tuesday in U.S. District Court in Lower Manhattan, according to the New York Times report. But Mr. This is a quote from their report. But Mr. Tacopina noted that when Trump appeared in the nearby Manhattan State Supreme Court for his recent arraignment on the unrelated criminal charges, Franklin D. Roosevelt Drive was shut down for a significant period while Mr. Trump traveled to the courthouse streets within a three-block radius of the court were blocked off while he was there, and he was constantly accompanied by a dozen Secret Service agents. It continues. For Mr. Trump to appear at a federal courthouse, Mr. Tacopina told Judge Lewis A. Kaplan, his movements would need to be coordinated each day that he was present by a Secret Service advance team hours beforehand. The team would then have to develop a tactical plan. The plan would reportedly include courthouse floors being locked down and the courthouse personnel being confined to their offices, according to the New York Times. The letter purportedly asked that Trump's presence be excused unless and until he is called by either party to testify at the trial, which is expected to last about a week. Well, that starts next week, Tuesday. At least that's what we're being told. 844-967-2789. Calls up round here, lightly screened by our buddy E-Bone. You could be next. In this case, it's going to be Jack from Merrimack. How you doing, Jack?
Just peachy keen, as usual.
Awesome, man.
It's a good thing that at least Fox, that spell FAUX News, got some consequences from their misinterpreting our Constitution. Instead of it says free speech, and instead of that, they made it out to be free lies. And hopefully, what will happen is this next big suit will actually hit the courts, and you know, we'll see it spread all over the news, except, of course, the famous three channels. That would be Fox News and OAN and so-called Newsmax.
Howard Kurtz is the media reporter for Fox News, in my understanding, and I didn't watch it live, but he was on Neil Cavuto's show when Fox News made this settlement, right? His employer settled. And he refused to report the amount of the settlement, which was somewhat staggering, Jack, $780 million, something like that. But he wouldn't say, and he said, unless it was independently verified. And I'm thinking, what, suddenly Fox News got standards? And then Neil Cavuto said it was $787.5 million, I believe. Jack, isn't that funny? Guy didn't want to say on Fox News that Fox News had just settled for nearly $1 billion for not telling the truth.
Well, yeah, this is very typical of these extremist right-wingers. Double down on everything, deny everything, blame somebody else for everything. I mean, we've heard it all. We've been hearing it for at least a decade, if not longer.
Do you see what Fox News did the other day?
Not surprising.
They bought a full page ad on Monday in the New York Times, I believe. We are still the most trusted name in news. And they presented a graph where 42%, you know, relatively speaking, in some graphic poll, they were number one in most trusted category. Still, we are still the most trusted name in news. And they preceded that in the New York Times, and then they settled for $800 million for lying, of course.
yes, that's Fox News, most trusted.
And then, I don't know if you heard, Jack, but they came out with a separate statement today, basically making all the same denials in the upcoming Smartmatic lawsuit.
Yep, deny. And when you can't get away with that, claim free speech. And when you can't get away with that, blame somebody else. So that's, you know, that's their difficult approach to something like this. And I one other thing I have to love the fact that Trump is so concerned about the traffic in New York that he doesn't want to.
No, he's a good guy.
Cause traffic jams.
You didn't, come on, who wants to inconvenience their fellow New Yorkers? He has such a great reputation there these days.
Well, it's outrageous that this traitor, and that's what he is, because he very clearly conspired to try to overturn the government of the United States. There's no other term for it than treason. I guess sedition, because I don't. There's no. Well, I guess the Russians were somewhat involved, but it's probably still just sedition. But that should be sufficient. Why he's still walking around outside of an orange jumpsuit, I have no idea.
Nor I, Jack. But you may be encouraged to find, and I believe caller Mark might have pointed this out, or Dick perhaps. Trump's legal advisor, Boris Epstein, next to appear before the special counsel's grand jury. It's being reported longtime advisor to Donald Trump, Boris Epstein, was sitting at the lawyer's table after his boss was booked into the Manhattan court. Now he's going to be sitting for special counsel Jack Smith, the New York Times reported Wednesday. Epstein is the second Trump lawyer to be called to answer questions, the other being Evan Cochran, who recently revealed that since he was forced to testify, he must recuse himself from the stolen documents case. It's unclear whether Epstein would have to be doing a lot of work during the trial for the documents case or the January 6th case, or if his purpose is as a campaign advisor. Grand jury investigations are secret, so only Epstein could reveal what the case is about. Mr. Epstein continues to assist the president. I guess that means Trump, because I know he ain't working for Biden. Mr. Epstein continues to assist the president in coordinating the legal efforts, including battling against witch hunts by the deranged radical Jack Smith and the weaponized woke Department of Justice. See what he did there? That, according to Trump spokesperson Stephen Chung, the news came after the Washington Post report that Epstein could be taking a step back among the Trump advisors. Boris Epstein will still work for Trump and is viewed as one of his most trusted confidants, but he's unlikely to continue to work directly with some of the outside counsel handling the pair of criminal probes into Trump's possible.
Sorry, I choked on that. Kind of like, I think it was Jake Tapper yesterday trying to read the statement from Fox News in real time. You know, they're going to continue to uphold the highest of journalistic standards. That was their statement as they made this settlement for $800 million for lying on the air. I choked a little when I said it. Let me repeat that. Boris Epstein will still work for Trump and is viewed as one of his most trusted confidants, but he is unlikely to continue to work directly with some of the outside counsel handling the pair of criminal probes into Trump's possible mishandling. I know it's hard to say. Possible mishandling of classified documents at his Florida home and key aspects of the January 6, 2021 attack probe, according to these people who spoke on the condition of anonymity to describe private deliberations by his legal team. Epstein was forced to hand over his cell phone to federal agents last year for the investigations into Trump's attempt to overturn the 2020 election. It was seized by federal agents. Epstein, however, has not ever been cited as a target of the investigation. Well, that's good. You ain't a target, at least not yet. 844-967-2789. Did I also mention, I may not have mentioned, do you find people listening right now in Radio Land all across the Civic Media Network and on KTNF in Minneapolis and WCPT 820 AM in Chicago? The debt ceiling. Finally, the Republicans have put forth their plan. Do you want to know what it is? It's a start. It's something. It's something more than nothing. Up until now, they had nothing. They had no plan. You want to hear about their plan? I think you do. House GOP, according to thehill.com, House GOP's long-awaited debt limit bill features a $1.5 trillion increase. Again, when it's the debt limit they're raising, that's money they already spent. That's just okaying money expenditures that have already been okayed. Doesn't change future spending. It okays past spending. House Republicans' go-it-alone debt limit bill pairs a debt ceiling increase expected to last into next year with what Speaker Kevin McCarthy said would be about a $4.5 trillion in savings generated in part by cutting Biden administration priorities. So they're going to cut the budget $4.5 trillion. Swell. The bill released on Wednesday, dubbed the Limit, Save, Grow Act. Limit, Save, Grow. It's almost, if they could have just found an M, it would damn near be a MAGA act. Aims to raise the debt limit by $1.5 trillion through March 21st, 2024, whichever comes first. So in other words, we'd do this debt limit standoff again next year because it's an election year next year. It proposes reverting discretionary spending caps to fiscal 2022 levels by limiting growth to 1% annually over the next decade. So they're going to set limits for what, the next two presidencies? While Republicans have long said discretionary spending cuts would not target defense spending, nothing in the bill explicitly protects defense spending, leaving that spending up to appropriators. The move to release a debt limit increase bill comes as President Biden has refused to negotiate with McCarthy on the matter, calling for a clean debt limit increase, not paired with any other policy points. Now that we have introduced a clear plan for responsible debt limit increase, they have no more excuse and refuse to negotiate, McCarthy said in a House speech. A clearly disingenuous House speech. Hey, E-Bone, screen them up for me, fella. 844-967-2789. We'll get to your calls in just a moment. Now that we've introduced, that's what McCarthy said. The bill is expected to get a floor vote next week, but with just a four-vote majority, McCarthy will have to work to ensure it reaches majority support. He does not have majority support, I suspect. So they're going to bring it to the floor, and he's not going to have majority support. He'll barely have, I don't think he'll capture his entire caucus. McCarthy told reporters today that he's confident about the bill's chances of passage. Nancy Pelosi never rolled out confident. She was always, she could whip. She knew what her count was. She never chanced it. She's never rolling, hoping for a hard eight. You know what I'm saying? Nancy Pelosi knew how to govern. Kevin McCarthy, much less so. Come back with us. Devil's Advocates Radio Show. One last opportunity for your hot takes today. 844-967-2789. Native Roots Radio coming next, and the Empowered Caregiver soon after. But we ain't done yet. Come back. More of your calls.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 32 overnight under mainly clear skies. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. High of 63. Lows around 40 tomorrow night. Mainly cloudy skies Friday with daytime highs approaching 60. 53. Chance for scattered rain showers Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates. Because freedom!
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Still time for your contribution. Phone calls next at 844-967-2789. One quick news update. You know, all things legal, I guess. Former Trump Org CFO Alan Weisselberg is released from Rikers Island Jail. Has it been 5 months already? Let me read from the CNN briefly. Alan Weisselberg, the former chief financial officer of the Trump Organization, was released from jail on Wednesday after serving roughly 4 months for his role in a decade-long tax fraud scheme. Weisselberg, who remains loyal to former President Donald Trump, was sentenced in January to 5 months in jail as part of the plea deal, which involved him pleading guilty to 15 felonies and testifying against his former employer at the criminal tax fraud trial. Two Trump Organization entities were convicted and fined the maximum penalty, $1.6 million. Weisselberg began working for Trump's father, Fred, roughly 50 years ago, and then became a close advisor to Trump, seeing his business through bankruptcies and revivals. Weisselberg remained on leave from the company even after he was criminally charged. He was let go from the company and given a generous severance deal in January, a person familiar with the arrangement previously told CNN. Prosecutors from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office have pressured Weisselberg in the past and again more recently with criminal charges to try and gain his cooperation in investigations involving Trump. And even during the trial of the Trump entities, Weisselberg did not implicate Trump or any of his family members. Now, there's some real loyalty. 844-967-2789. I guess he did his time on Rikers. Now back to the cush lifestyle of being the Trump Org CFO. Gary from Philly. Welcome, Gary. What do you got for us?
Hey, Cody. Firstly, I just wanted to say that I really appreciate the show all the way in the middle of the country. I wish we had something like that out here in Philadelphia. I listen to you guys every day.
Gary, I wish I knew you when I was last in Philly, man. We partied our ass off. That town parties. I like Philly.
Well, I think you would have been terrific here, except for me. I'm sober, so.
Well, fair enough. You could have been our designated driver, Gary.
Well, in that case, you would have been in total luck.
Yes, sir.
In any event, in response to your question, you know, how do you feel about the decision yesterday? Actually,
yes,
the way I feel is that I'm angry at the choice that Dominion made from the point of view of America as a whole.
Sure.
And that is that it says once again to me that you're guilty in America until you come up with enough money to negotiate your innocence.
Or buy silence, yeah, or pay off the victim or whatever the case may be. That's how the rich and powerful have done it since the beginning of time, Gary. And then, you know, depending on what your faith is, you even buy your way into heaven, don't you?
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? But I found it incredibly frustrating. And since the media, you know, MSNBC, which is the station I generally watch, was, you know, talking about this case for at least 2 months, and just about everyone else, all media was talking about this case, for me at least, it became an even bigger disappointment, because at some point I actually want to believe that that things are fair here, and they are not. And we get to see that once again with this case. You know, we've watched Trump buy himself freedom. We're now watched in, another organization, probably, I think, the most dangerous organization in the world as far as democracy is concerned, buy themselves the appearance of innocence. And it is just killing me that this is what we have. And that's all I got for you today.
Gary, you know what the good news is? And I got a question for you, but let me make one quick statement. The good news is we still had the discovery. We still know what was said by everyone from Sean Hannity. Tucker Carlson literally hated Trump. Rupert Murdoch admitted effectively they're only serving their own greed through Fox News. Now, will that break through to the MAGA loving Fox News viewer? Probably not, because they're not going to report it on Fox News, just as Howard Kurtz.
Exactly.
But, you know, you still got to hope that the independents, the thoughtful people, those that would have turned once upon a time to Fox News for a counterbalanced news report, they're not going to turn there anymore. I would hope those that
That's
are paying
wish.
Attention are going to turn away from Fox. Certainly you would hope the sponsors would, but you know what? Life ain't fair, man. I'm not holding my breath, Gary.
No, and I don't think that you can hold your breath, or it's important to hold your breath. I'm just saying that it was incredibly disappointing to see it in one more time.
I call it utterly disappointing. Gary, let me ask you. I've heard rumors, John Fetterman, your recently elected senator, who then had checked in for depression and very courageous to go public with that. He also dropped a little video on his Twitter stream the other day. Basically, he admitted there's a body double, and it was tongue in cheek. It was humorous, but it was like two John Fettermans. Like, where am I supposed to be today? Oh no, where am I supposed to be?
Right.
You know, like he's got the body double. You know, so I appreciate a sense of humor. Is it concerning at all to Pennsylvanians that your senator hasn't really served yet?
I think it's mostly concerning from the point of view of votes. Those people who really, in my opinion, those people who are really behind Fetterman, I think will not waver. I think that they were actually just like you, taken by the humanity of the man, which is what got him into office in the first place. This is a guy who strolls around in shorts and a hoodie and really represents the people. And that we felt, and I think I know I feel, is a truly unusual place to be. He put himself out there pretty much all the time, talking to the people, being with the people, unlike Bob Casey, who I hardly ever hear of, see of, and he tends to fall into the traditional senatorial, you know, milieu of not approaching us until there's an election. So,
well, the good news, Gary, is that only comes every 6 years on the Senate side, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
So, well, you're talking about the governor, though. I'm sorry. I guess.
I will always be happy.
Is Casey's your other senator? I'm thinking of J.D. Vance from Ohio, another despicable
creature. No, I'm
talking
about Casey. Bob,
You know, Gary, I got to spend more time.
He's a Democrat, but he's a completely different Democrat than Fetterman.
Yeah.
From the point of view of the way that he presents.
Gary, I got to spend more time in Pennsylvania.
I don't want to hold up the other guy, so. Sorry?
I got to spend more time in Pennsylvania, man. I hear it's like Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, and it's the vast in between. And it's from the vast in between.
Yeah, we call it Central
Tucky. Well,
I mean, George Lincoln Rockwell lived here.
Gary, you know who else lives in that part of the state? Our friend Rick Smith. Rick Smith lives in your state, Gary. Rick Smith of the Rick Smith Show plays out across the Civic Media Network live each and every night. And we kind of do this upper Midwest end, kind of a Big Ten thing. You know, Pennsylvania's got the Penn State. We got the better team, the Badgers, in my humble opinion. Doesn't always hold up on the scoreboard. But our friend Rick Smith is part of the lineup here at Civic Media, and we appreciate what he's doing because he is representing a part of the upper Midwest, part of the rural upper Midwest and labor-centric upper Midwest that sometimes, you know, Democrats forget. But don't forget, K
Keep it locked right here to Civic Media. We got Native Roots Radio next. The Empowered Caregivers at 7 o'clock with Kristen Voss and Liza Hellenbrand. And then Rick Smith live from Pennsylvania, 8 to 10. Always keep it.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small business.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.